Page 12. Track 14. Listening 3. 1.
So I have this neighbour, Mr. Cartwright. He's an elderly man, retired. Anyway, I used to think he was really nosy because he sits on his porch all day and watches the people in the neighbourhood. It used to really bother me. But then I went on vacation last year and someone tried to break into my house while I was gone. Mr. Cartwright saw them and called the police right away. Now I'm glad to have someone like Mr. Cartwright in the neighbourhood. It's good to know that someone's watching out, you know?
2.
Nancy is my next-door neighbour. She used to watch our children whenever my wife and I had to work late. I always thought she was someone you could really count on, and I never worried about leaving the kids with her. Until last year. I had to work late, and my wife was on a business trip. So I asked Nancy if she would mind picking up the kids from daycare, and she said okay. But later that day, I got a call from the daycare saying that the kids had been waiting there for 2.5 hours. She completely forgot about them. Now I just don't think I can trust her.
3.
When Dr. Wu first moved into the neighborhood, I didn't think very much of him. I invited him to a couple of neighborhood events, barbecues, dinner parties, you know, but he would always decline. He was never rude about it, but he didn't seem very interested in getting to know his neighbors. I just figured that he was kind of arrogant. Later, however, I found out that he spends all of his free time volunteering at a free health clinic downtown. That's why he never comes to any neighborhood events. He just doesn't have time.
4.
I really can't stand my neighbor Gary now. The funny thing is, that wasn't always the case. I used to get along with him really well. He seemed like a quiet, polite guy. He was friendly but minded his business. Just generally a good neighbour, you know. But in the last year or so, he's gotten a new hobby, repairing and riding old motorcycles. And these things are so loud, he'll get up around 6:30 or 7 a.m. on a Saturday and start working on one of his motorcycles, like fixing the engine and then testing it. He wakes up half the neighbourhood. I've talked to him about it before, but he just won't listen.